To another high-tech triumph now, bullet trains. Across the globe, high-speed rail systems have been a hit, whisking people around Europe and Asia, but not in the U.S., not yet. That could change if voters in California endorse a $10 billion ballot measure to create high-speed trains that would zip along at 220 miles an hour. David Gorn has the story.
When most people think of trains, it's the old, reliable commuter cars, rattling past towns, shaking the street as they rumble by. That is not what California has in mind. The proposed high-speed rail system in Proposition 1A would be whisper quiet, running on electricity, not diesel. And the trains would be so fast, you could travel from San Francisco to Los Angeles in about 2.5 hours. The revolutionary rail project would cost $45 billion and link all the major cities in the state. And to Quentin Kopp, chair of the California High-Speed Rail Authority, the cost is well worth the future benefit.
It's the largest project in terms of cost in the history of California, but so was the Transcontinental Railroad in terms of the United States of America. But look what the Transcontinental Railroad did for the United States of America. And then start thinking about what high-speed rail is going to do for the state of California.
At the main San Francisco train station, which currently runs commuter rail down to San Jose, crowds are boiling out of the morning trains.
All aboard! Yeah, let's go. No. Where are you going?
San Jose.
Yeah, just get on. Let's go.
Among the crowd is Assemblywoman Fiona Ma. She says now may finally be the right time for California to move on this massive mass transit project.
This is the perfect storm year. The high cost of gasoline is keeping people out of their cars. The amount of hassle you face when you go to the airports, and just our whole awareness on global warming.
Supporters say that the high-speed rail systems in other countries all generate revenue. They're fast and efficient, and they keep cars off the roads. So if high-speed rail is so terrific and it's needed so badly, why hasn't it caught on in this country? Well, there is the overall $45 billion price tag, for one thing, for which the $10 billion bond measure would be a sort of down payment. That high price has prompted the California Chamber of Commerce to come out against it. And John Kupal of the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association says the actual cost could be much higher than estimates. At a time when state and national budgets are so tight, he says, we could use that money for many other things. For example, Kupal says,
do we need high-speed rail more than we need surface water storage before we take on a high-tech transportation system that's unproven for this state? Why don't we take care of something we know we actually need?
One other opposition voice when states have tried to create high-speed rail has been the airline industry. Quentin Kopp of the Rail Authority.
In Texas, Southwest Airlines killed it because they didn't want competition.
Southwest did file a lawsuit opposing the Texas project, but so far in California, the airlines have been quiet about the measure. And Kopp says he knows why.
Because the short haul don't make money for airlines. And by that, I mean trips of 300, 400 miles. And high-speed rail is perfect for that.
If California passes its bond measure in November, then it will be the first in the nation to launch high-speed rail. But Kopp says it wouldn't be the last.
States all over the country are planning high-speed rail. Ohio's planning it, Illinois, Missouri, the Northwest is planning it.
And they'll all keep an eye on California. Right now, polls say that most people don't know much about the proposition. But of those who do, a majority of voters favor it. For NPR News, I'm David Gorn.